Right now, though, let's do speed jokes. Thank you, Team Hochberg, for sponsoring speed jokes. On Fridays, we try and figure out who had the best joke of the week, and we'll randomly pull from the jokes sent in. Someone's going to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's joke of the week number one.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a genie, and John will star as a man with wishes.
I shall grant you three wishes.
Okay, I wish for a world with no lawyers.
Done. You have no more wishes.
Wait, you said three.
Sue me.
Who saw that coming, huh? Here's joke of the week number two. Okay, now I need some advice. Are you supposed to wear the fanny pack over the gutter underneath it? Because I don't want to look like a dork. Joke of the week number three. A horse walks into a bar wearing a beautifully embroidered Chinese gown. The bartender says, "Why the fong lace?" Joke of the week number four. I went to see a psychiatrist about my kleptomania. He said, "Please, take a seat." I said, "Dude, you're supposed to be helping me." Kind of like that one. Here's joke number five.
John, my friend Sarah left her Pepsi 60 miles south of Tampa.
So that's where Sarah's soda is. Right? Here's number six. Father Ron in Peru reminds us that it is impossible to say
Irish wristwatch.
So say it.
Irish.
I can't do this one. Say it fast three times, Andy.
Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch. Irish wristwatch.
That's your future, Andy Mazur.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And it's not going to get any easier. You want to try it again, Andy?
No,
three,
thanks.
Two, one. No? Okay.
Yeah, I'm good.
Joke of the week number seven. It's a little known fact that while the Enigma machine codes were being cracked by Alan Turing, little is known about his sister Kay, who provided tea, sandwiches, and snacks. I'll pause. Thank you, John. Here's number eight.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a college ethics professor, and John Williams will star as his student.
You are currently failing your ethics class.
John then slides a $20 bill across the table.
How about now? Joke of the week number nine.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray a person, and John Williams will star as another person who is not crazy about spending time with Andy Mazur.
Hey, John, you want to go out tonight?
Boy, I wish I could, Andy, but I've got two avocados that will be ripe between 7:15 and 7:28, so... That actually may be more about avocados than you, Andy.
I hope so.
Here's joke of the week number 10. On his deathbed, a man motions his wife closer and whispers, "I want you to wait 6 months after I'm gone, and then I want you to marry George." The wife says, "Marry George? I thought you hated George." And with his last breath, he says, "I do." One more. Here's another joke of the week. At my last checkup, the doctor said, "I see you've got a whale tattoo on your butt. What's with that?" And I said, "Well, Doc, when I was younger, it was a dolphin." I think I'm going to go with joke number eight, ethics, sliding the 20 across. How about now? Steve, what was your joke of the week?
I think I like the fallen lace.
I did, too. These are they're like my children. I love them all. Andy Mazur, what was the joke of the week?
I like the kleptomaniac. Dude, you're supposed to help.
Bobby, where are you today?
I really liked Irish wristwatch because we haven't had a tongue twister yet.
Irish.
And I think
we haven't had one in a while.
I think it's time.
Irish wristwatch.
You really have to concentrate when you do that.
Yes, you do.
Producer Pete, where are you?
I like fanny pack.
Wow. Well, everybody gets a car today. We'll randomly select from the joke sent in. Someone's about to win our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.